So I've got three stories for you, and they're under the same umbrella. And here's the question I have for you. Do you think people have become more confrontational, or is it that we have cameras and video and we're just seeing more of it?
No, people have a short fuse. Very, very short fuse now. And it's all because of the pandemic, us being locked in the house for years. It's, you can snap so easy now, and you see it everywhere you go. I mean, you don't want to cross anybody because you don't know how they're going to snap. And once they snap, they're going to snap.
So it's a little column A, little column B. So people are more short-fused, but we also have cameras so we could capture the moment that the person snaps.
Right.
Okay. Well, here are three stories of people just minding their own business, and somebody got in their face and snapped unnecessarily. So let's start first with John Cusack, our buddy, John Cusack, who went to a White Sox game. I guess he's known as a whatever the this two Chicago baseball teams.
Cubs and White Sox.
Right. So he's known as a Cubs fan, but now he's at the White Sox game rooting on the White Sox. And this dude, this like, I don't know, he's some like known sports dude, confronts him because like, John Cusack, what are you doing at a White Sox game? You're a Cubs fan. It's kind of like in New York.
You're a Cubby fan. Why are you here?
Right. It's like in New York. You're either a Met fan or a Yankee fan. It's almost like it's two different cities.
He's
like, what are you doing here?
I know you did.
Aren't you a Cubs fan?
I can like wherever I want. Who was the first baseman in 1983?
Was it Ron Kittle?
No. Mike Squires. That means you're off.
But I'm younger than that.
That proves your ignorance.
Okay, here's what's going on here. So this dude is a sports dude. And he says, there's John Cusack. He's known as a Cubs fan.
Right.
And he confronts him. He's like, what are you doing here? Why would you be here? And Cusack's like, I can go wherever I want. You can't tell me where to go. He's like, but you're not a White Sox fan. So he goes, oh, yes, I am. For example, who was the first baseman in 1983 White Sox? And the guy's like, I don't know. He's like, well, I'm young. I wasn't even around then in 1983. He's like, it doesn't matter. You're ignorant. You should know about your team. I know about your team. It's, you know, I'm here to support them. So they're getting into it.
Half the fun about being a fan is being miserable. You can't just go to the Cubs side when
I went to the ballpark growing up.
But that doesn't count. You can't.
What? Leave, go away.
That's like against the rules. That's the best part.
Freaking leave me alone, douchebag.
What happened in Chicago is that you got two teams to root for.
We'll have to agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree, I guess, but I think it's...
You have to live.
Stinks.
Dude, fuck off.
Stinks. Cusack, he's banned. He's number one on my ban list. John Cusack is banned.
John Cusack is banned from his life, I guess. But so he's very put off by the fact that here's John Cusack, a known Cubs fan, showing up not just at a White Sox game, but he has like the hat. He's representing. He's wearing the colors, all of it.
Yeah, he's black and white.
And this guy is totally put off by it. Yeah.
No, douchebag.
Yeah, it's like that here in New York, the Mets fans versus the Yankee fans. I mean, you have to like one team or the other. You cannot like both. And if, God forbid, you say you like both, that's the kind of confrontation you're going to get. So, all right. So that's the first story of some guy, for no apparent reason, losing his shit on somebody just minding their own business. The next one is a fast food worker who is just, again, doing his job, minding his own business. And for absolutely no reason, this is so unprovoked, this driver just starts confronting him.
Hey, can I ask you something, by the way? No, it's just that every time I come here, like, at the late night hour, I don't know why you're, like, very... Like, it's not even me, because I know it's not just me. Like, I'm sure you're, like, this way with everyone. You just, like, are very impatient. Like, if like, you don't want this job, you don't have to be here. Like, I'm just letting you know. Like, you are, like, you literally rush my order every single time, and I hate...
You don't have to go here. You can go across the street and go to Wendy's.
Exactly. That's where that guy works. Yeah, right.
You know, I'm a douchebag, and I work here every night that you come here. go to Burger King. You don't have to come here.
And I mean, I'm right. sure my word means nothing.
No one's forcing you to come to my drive-thru. There's 40 of them on this block.
You have the choice to have a different profession. This isn't a profession. I'm sure you're just very incompetent and you have to work here. I come here to get food. Who cares, like, if I've been drinking or doing whatever? Like, I come here at a late night hour, I get food. Every time I have you, I fucking hate it. It makes me sick.
I'm so sorry about that.
Don't call them. Don't go there anymore.
I'm very sorry about it. I'm sure you're very sorry about it. But
see, he's like, you're recording it, and I'm sorry, and that's all he's saying.
And you just said you're drunk driving up to McDonald's.
I'm sure you're not actually sorry, and you're just saying that because, like, what?
Look at the window. Oh, the window closed.
Oh, you gotta go now. Sorry, you gotta go now.
Oh, bye, douchebag.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Have a great night. Douchebag.
Yeah, that's the most bizarre thing. It's like the guy works in fast food and you're upset that what? That he wasn't friendly and nice. Like, hey, here's your food. Thanks so much for coming to McDonald's. Like, just take your food and go the fuck home. Like, he's too abrupt with you? You mean you got your food too quickly? Sorry.
No, I went to McDonald's yesterday and there's two windows. And the first window, I gave my money. She didn't say thank you, kiss my ass, nothing. Went to the second window. They just kind of hand you your food. Not thank you, kiss my ass, nothing. I didn't then break my phone out and start bitching at them. I just go, pfft. People can't say thank you.
But you know what? They don't have to say thank you. So you're not going to go to McDonald's because the person who took your order and handed you your food didn't say thank you? Like, that's how precious you are? Just get your fucking food, pay them, and go home.
Yeah, and go to the other McDonald's that's across the street from that McDonald's. You know, there's one on every street corner.
It's
not even that.
It's like, if you're paying $3 for a meal, you don't get me to be nice to you. Just here's your money. Here's your change. Here's your food. If you want better service, go to Applebee's. Go somewhere where you sit down. They serve you. Hey, how you doing today?
Ruth,
we got some specials. You want to hear about them?
Ruth, the Palm will treat you great. Just go to the Palm.
Great.
They'll love you there. Nobu will treat you like a king. Here, you get treated like you bought a $3 hamburger.
Right. And in case you're confused, anything that you stay in your car and drive up to, if you're at a Hardee's, a Burger King, you know, any kind of Arby's situation, do not expect great service. Just expect to give your money, get your food, and get the hell out of there. That's it. That's all you have to do. It's not a personality contest. And these people don't get a bonus if they're nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what that guy's life is. Maybe his mother just died. Like, you don't know the guy's life. So the third and last story of somebody just minding their own business and somebody just absolutely, like, coming for them for no apparent reason. Adele, as you know, is on the cover of both British Vogue and American Vogue. We talked about this last week. And they asked her, like, why don't you take us through your weight loss journey? And she was like, there was no journey. I was just trying to relieve some anxiety, going through a bad time in my life, going through a divorce. Happened to lose weight. Was not my goal. I was actually eating whatever I wanted. Didn't make a difference. Just used exercise to relieve anxiety. And here I am 100 pounds thinner 2 years later, by the way. It's not like a crash diet. So she's been very clear. Like, don't ask me about this. But because she agreed to be on the cover of both of these, she had to get on Vogue's Instagram stories and do a live Instagram. And people are asking questions. It's if you ever seen Instagram, I know you're not an Instagram person. On Instagram Live, you're there and people type in their questions. Everybody can see the typed question. Feel free to ignore it if you want. But somebody typed her a question that kind of rubbed her the wrong way. And like, this is Adele. Like, be respectful. But this was the question.
What's my body count? What does that mean?
What's your body count?
What's your body count?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, is somebody asking her what her weight is? Like, is that a weird way to phrase what's your weight, your body
Probably.
Count? Or is it somebody asking how many men she's banged? You know, a lot of
how many people she's killed, like Dexter.
Well, that's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I've actually heard people use the term body count, meaning like, you know, how many people have you banged?
I think that was a weight question. And I think why would you ask that?